Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. How serious is the situation here in the United States of America, economically, politically? And to what extent have we observed and are we observing a continuing alienation between the United States of America and the rest of the world, especially Europe? And what can we expect to happen very soon? Today I'd like to read to you from some excerpts from magazine and newspaper articles which were published this last week. Here's an article from Bloomberg, dated November 5. It says, Michael Burry, a former hedge fund manager who predicted the housing market's plunge, said Federal Reserve Chairman Bernanke is trying to use, quote-unquote, poison as a cure by pumping more cash into the economy. The attempt to bolster growth is reminiscent of Alan Greenspan's actions to revive the economy after 2001. Burry said the former FD or Fed chairman helped create an unsustainable boom in U.S. property prices with his policies, leading to the worst global financial crisis since the Great Depression. He is not the only one warning as to what's going on here in the United States as we speak. Here's an article by CNBC, dated November 4, saying, investors should brace for a much weaker dollar, said Merck, chairman and chief investment officer of Merck Investments of Portland, Maine. Critics say that Bernanke's program will further devalue the dollar and ultimately create inflation. Der Spiegel Online, a German magazine, reported on November 10, American society is breaking apart. Millions of people have lost their jobs and fallen into poverty. Among them, for the first time, are many middle-class families. The Tonka report had this to say on November 5. Rumors are once again swirling of a bank holiday during which U.S. citizens will be prevented from withdrawing money or at least limited in the amount of the withdrawal they can make. Bank holidays are not without precedent in the United States. On March 5, 1933, newly elected Franklin Roosevelt declared a bank holiday that lasted 4 days, during which he rammed through the Emergency Banking Act, which granted FDR near dictatorial control over the dealings of banks. The act also forced every citizen and business in the country to relinquish their gold in exchange for paper currency. The article goes on to say, the debate is no longer about whether the U.S. financial system and the dollar will come crashing down or not, but if that inevitable process will be characterized as a sudden collapse or death by a thousand cuts. So far, the economic situation within the United States, but what about our prestige in foreign countries? What about our reputation? How good is it? Not that good. The Local, which is a German paper in the English language, wrote this on November 5. German Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble removed his diplomatic gloves on Friday, blasting the United States' decision to go ahead with a massive economic stimulus measure that could harm Germany. Using unusually strong language, Schäuble said the Federal Reserve Bank's attempt to stimulate the U.S. economy with a 600 billion euro cash injection did not make sense. With all due respect, my impression is that the United States are at a loss, he said. The Financial Times wrote one day later, on November 7, or 2 days later, Germany has put itself on a collision course with the U.S. over the global economy after its finance minister launched an extraordinary attack on policies being pursued in Washington. Wolfgang Schäuble accused the U.S. of undermining its policy-making credibility, increasing global economic uncertainty, and of hypocrisy over exchange rates. The U.S. economic growth model was in a deep crisis, he warned. Reuters had this to say on November 10. Germany's undiplomatic outburst against U.S. policy, calling it clueless, show growing estrangement on economics as America's focus shifts away from transatlantic ties to domestic challenges. The Atlantic is getting wider, said Anton Berner, head of Germany's Foreign Trade Association, who spoke of a creeping alienation between America and Europe. One German paper, the Hannoversche Allgemeine, came to the conclusion that, quote, never before has the Merkel government had such a direct confrontation with the United States. And then what about the G20 summit, which is going on? Der Spiegel Online had this to say on November 11. Merkel left Germany with well-rehearsed words of praise for China. Of course, Berlin would rather stand shoulder to shoulder with Washington. But the unspoken message was clear. Drive us into a corner and we will find other powerful allies. The article goes on to say that at a meeting in Seoul just prior to the G20 meeting or summit, the meeting between Merkel and Obama was extremely frosty, it says, or extremely icy. And the difference between Germany and USA became, quote-unquote, surprisingly visible in the most obvious way. Now, before we come to hasty conclusions saying, oh, this is all Mr. Obama's fault because he is doing all these terrible things, let's not forget that anti-Americanism and the alienation between Europe and America started long before Mr. Obama came to power. Mr. Bush just published his memoirs, and these memoirs have caused furor and incredible outcry in Europe. Let me read to you from Deutsche Welle, dated November 10. It says, if Bush's single-minded and heavy-handed approach to Afghanistan and Iraq in the wake of the terror attacks of 9/11 were damaging to his relations with European allies at the time, his newly released memoirs appear to be giving European readers a chance to get angry all over again. It goes on to say, the ripples from his eight-year presidency continue to be felt in Europe. Under his leadership, decades of trust and cooperation between the US and European governments was damaged. The response to his memoirs suggests that the damage Bush did to his country's reputation in Europe remains severe. Bush may have come out with his book to try and put the record straight in his own words. But in doing so, at least in Europe, it appears that he has taken a big stick to a hornet's nest of his own making. Why are these things happening? My friends, I've told you before, I'm telling you again. The Bible has prophesied it will happen more than 2,000 or 3,000 years ago. And the Bible has also said that the reasons why they are happening are very clear. God has revealed himself to ancient Israel more than he did to other nations. But Israel turned their back on God, and God ultimately punished them, brought them into slavery. We have said for years that the alienation between Europe and the United States will continue because God has revealed himself to the United States of America, the people of the United States of America, Great Britain, other English-speaking nations, and to an extent which he hasn't to the rest of the world, and the people have turned their backs on God. Now, that doesn't mean everybody in the nation has, but overall, the nations have turned their backs on God, and God will punish us for that. God's love and punishment are not inconsistent terms. God says he punishes those whom he receives. God's purpose is to bring all of us into his kingdom. This includes the rest of the world too in their due time. But God expects more of us today because he has revealed himself to us to an extent he hasn't, insofar as other nations are concerned. But you see, we are not willing to turn to God. Now some people say, oh, we have to turn to God, but are we turning to the God of the Bible? The God who says, if you love me, you keep my commandments. The God who says, this is the love of God if we keep his commandments. What nation in the world keeps all of God's commandments? I dare to say, none. Do you keep God's commandments? It is true we shouldn't be afraid of what's coming if we are true Christians, but if we are turning our backs on God, we have every reason to be afraid. And we are going to tell you what's going to happen. The Bible strongly indicates that the nation as a whole will not turn to God. And that is why we are seeing the problems we are seeing. My friends, I ask you to wake up and realize the causes for our problems, and they won't get any better until the time of Christ's return, which isn't that far off. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.